Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. It's the show where we get to talk about what's going on in our community and in our world. I am Tiffany Bacon, thanking you so much for being a part of the show. So we are going to be focused on the issue of homelessness in our city and what we can do about it. We pass people all the time that need a place to stay, that need something to eat, that are down on their luck. And we're going to be talking about that and a couple of great guys who are joining us today who are doing something about it. So we want you to stay there. Here's the phone number if you have a comment or a question. We want you to utilize the number for sure. 215-263-1039. Also, we're going to have some special guests calling us later on in the program. But right now, as always, we're going to start the day off with a moment of inspiration.
I will bless the Lord.
Yes, each one. I love it. I love it. We are starting this day off with a moment of inspiration. But welcome to Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon. Here we are joining you to talk about the issue of homelessness in the city. We have our friend to the show, Craig Strowman, who is the founder and executive director of We Feed the Homeless Philly. Homelessness is still an issue here. Just to remind you what it is they do, he's going to be talking about that. Also joining us today is Chad Dion Lassiter, who is the president of Black Men at Penn at the University of Pennsylvania. And they have some awesome community events coming up, but we're going to talk about what it is that they do. So, Craig, welcome. Chad, welcome.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you guys for being here. Let's just remind folks about We Feed the Homeless Philly. What is the organization all about?
The organization, and good morning. I'm sorry, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Thank you for being a friend and a friend to our organization. We Feed the Homeless Philly is a an organization where we feed the homeless in all four corners of this city. And we're trying to provide other services such as life skills and computer skills. Mm. That's our mission. We know that the need is great, and we're here to serve humanity. And, you know, we believe that we have the ability to help fight homelessness in this city. And we've been doing it for 4 years now, and I'm tired. But, you know, we got to keep the struggle going. We got to keep the movement going.
Awesome. Chad, talk about what you guys do at Black Men of Penn.
So we're a social work group of graduate students who've come through the University of Penn. We do anti-racism training. We mentor youth whose parents are incarcerated either in the state or federal prison. And we do a lot of collaboration with organizations throughout the country. Our primary thing is to recruit more males of color into the profession of social work. And it's just such a blessing that God has united the Black Men at Penn with We Feed the Homeless Philly and Craig Strowman.
Nice. So talk about what are the main challenges for you guys being able to do what it is that you do, especially you, Craig? What are your main challenges for helping to feed the homeless?
Well, finances. You know, it costs money to feed people. We would hope that organizations and companies around the city of Philadelphia would be more proactive in helping us help these people. They could be our brother, our sister, our friends. Me saying that, I mean, when we go out there in the middle of the downtown Philadelphia, I feed friends that I used to live next to, and in my neighborhood, this happens almost every week that I'm feeding friends that I grew up with, and this is a very pressing issue in the city of Philadelphia. At any time, there could be 500 to 600 children in a shelter. You know, we need to do more. You know, we need to get out of this self-servant leadership and get into servant leadership. We need more from the churches. We need more from organizations to help us out. That's what we are here for. You know, we are supposed to be feeding the hungry and clothing the naked. And that's our mission.
So you just mentioned clothing the naked. So you do take clothing donations as well as food?
Absolutely.
And money?
Absolutely. Well, the money part is especially needed because we need to feed people. But yes, we take clothing. We have our storage spaces downtown Philadelphia where we store a lot of clothes, and for a lot of homeless families who call us, we go to our storage space and let them pick through our clothing, our clothes that we have saved in our storage space. So, you know, this is a year-round thing, an hourly thing. It's a 24-hour thing. You know, our phone lines are open from 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. You know, it's 24 hours. So this is what we do. You know, we want to help people. We want to help humanity. This is a human condition, and we need to be more proactive.
Chad, tell us, has there been an instance in your partnership with We Feed the Homeless Philly where you've had someone who was homeless and came through Craig's organization and then ended up working with you guys and improving their life situation?
Well, I see that on a continuous basis. Craig has more data, but from the narratives that I've gotten directly on in the field, on Saturdays, you have individuals who will come back and say, Craig, thank you. And thank you, We Feed the Homeless Philly, for providing me with transportation. I got to that job interview. Everything went well. This is going to be my start date. And that just fills your heart up, you know, because when you think about homelessness, it's not just a third world country phenomenon. We have people in our backyards here in the city of Philadelphia, urban areas, suburban areas, as well as rural areas, who suffer from homelessness. And it's something that the face of homelessness is ever evolving. But in the city of Philadelphia, the face of homelessness is black and brown faces. And so the individuals we feed certainly are on every side of the color line. But it's just amazing that it's an organization like We Feed the Homeless Philly, who does it without the fanfare. They do it, and they're not looking to get awards from Mayor Nutter, and they're not looking to get notoriety in print or in media as it relates to television. They're just doing it because, as Craig stated, it's about serving humanity. It's about giving of yourself. It's about transcending self and finding joy in transcending self to serve others. And so certainly we see individuals like that every Saturday. They know Craig very personally. I've just been volunteering with We Feed the Homeless Philly for a little over 4 months now, and it has really changed my life, because it's really taken me out of these ivory towers to putting me in the community, on the ground, with individuals who are human beings. This whole concept of the worthy poor, somehow or another, people are homeless or impoverished because they want to be, against the backdrop of a vast nation with so much wealth, has just really resonated with me with this particular organization. And so I was called to this organization by the Holy Spirit, and it has really enriched my life.
Wonderful, wonderful. What can you, have you, should you do to help those who maybe are suffering from mental health illnesses? Because a lot of people are, quote unquote, afraid of those who are on the street for fear that maybe they have a mental health issue, and they're afraid, like, okay, if this person is going to wig out on me or whatever, if I want to help.
There are people that call our homeless hotline that'll say, well, I'm almost at my end, or I am almost at the point where my life is over. Going back to a gentleman that I met in the park one day, he 75-year-old man, who told me, he said, Craig, my wife died, I lost everything, and I lost all hope to live. He said, can you pray for me? So I prayed for him. And he said that, you know, just along the way, after his wife died, they were married 50 something years, and he said, Craig, I don't have anything to live for. This guy was disabled, he had diabetes, walking with a cane. And I, what I did is I referred him to the city of Philadelphia Health and Human Services and their hotline to talk to somebody. Because, you know, I'm not a licensed social worker like Professor Lassiter. But, you know, I recommended him to the city of Philadelphia, went on my phone, went on the city of Philadelphia website, and gave him the number, because he had a cell phone. And I told him to call them. But I prayed for him. But we don't understand that a prayer, a smile, a hug, how far that can go.
Yes, it really can. It really, really can. And you know what? We would love to have you be a part of today's conversation, my listening audience. So reach out to us. We're looking to see, what would you be willing to do to help? Would you be willing to donate clothing? Would you be willing to volunteer with the organization? Would you be willing to help with this community issue? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Would you be willing to help with the issue of combating homelessness in the city? And if not, hey, why not? And you can be anonymous. It's okay. This is a dialogue here. It's not a monologue, so it's a dialogue. So reach out to us, 215-263-1039. Would you be willing to help combat the issue of homelessness in our city? Chad, what are some of the things that you guys are working on that you're supremely proud of that's helping people right now?
Just proud of just providing the opportunity for people to voice their concerns. When you talk about mental health, there's a taboo in minority communities around depression, around, you know, bipolar, schizophrenia, and things of that nature. So Craig is absolutely right that it's really both and. You want to provide prayer, and then you also want to refer individuals to the, you know, the respective offices, whether that's John F. Kennedy, mental health, mental retardation, things of that nature. But right now, and I know Craig is ready to dive into this, is a major event that We Feed the Homeless Philly has, a fundraising gala that is just exciting. It's one of the best that takes place in the city of Philadelphia. And I'm just going to turn it over to him and defer to him because, you know, this man is very humble for your listening audience. And that's what we need more of our leaders to be, to practice humility, to see humanity in everybody, and to be, one, ethical, and also to display with integrity. And so beyond just the Monday through Sunday receiving phone calls, you know, 24 hours, seven mm-hmm. days a week that Craig gets, and the feeding of you know, our brothers and our sisters adjacent to the family court at 18th and Vine and various other places throughout mm-hmm. the catchment areas of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He'll tell you about this amazing event, Tiffany, that's getting ready to come up.
Yeah, I know you guys have this big event. We are going to talk about that. But real specifically, though, Chad, in terms of, like, the things that you're working with, when you're working with youth whose parents are incarcerated, what does that look like? What exactly are you providing for them?
So what we're providing is what I call CPR, cultural pride reinforcement, where we're trying to let them know that they don't have to be a statistic. What you're talking about is mentoring them, fostering hope. You're talking about dealing with the institutional and cultural racism that they are experiencing. You're talking about this push-out phenomenon. So the black males and Latino males that the black men at Penn work with, mm-hmm. it's a new phenomenon to say push-out because we're always accustomed to talking about dropout. But push-out is a different phenomenon where young people are not valued. They're devalued in the schools. The mm-hmm. schools are more segregated than ever. There are really educational apartheid fields mm-hmm. where we fund certain schools differently from others. So what it looks like is, from a holistic approach, we're dealing with some of the trauma that black and Latino males are faced with in their communities due to the black-on-black violence, as well as the police terrorism. One of the things that we do is, it's always convenient to talk about white privilege, white supremacy, institutional racism. We also talk about black victimization. We don't want black and brown males to look at themselves from a deficit model, but to look at themselves from a strengths-based perspective. Mm. What that means is you don't have to have a father in a household and you can still be successful because, you know, there are so many people that overcome. And, you know, it's just apropos that we're on a show leading up to Mother's Day. So a mm-hmm. shout out to the real mothers out there. And I say it with a caveat, the real mothers out there that are holding it down by any means necessary. And so we're working with them around self-esteem issues. We're working with them around, you know, staying in school, mm-hmm. creating viable options. When Biggie Smalls says either you got a wicked jump shot or you sling crack rock, we push that paradigm to say, no, you can be a doctor, mm-hmm. you can be a lawyer. Nothing wrong with Kevin Durant, nothing wrong with, you know, LeBron James, but it's right. okay to be a Craig Strowman. It's okay to be a Chad Deion Lassiter. It's okay to be, you know, anything that you want to be, creating right. larger notions of yourself. And so we're in the schools and we're just doing a lot of things. And, you know, we want to bring some of the young men from Black Men at Penn, our mentoring program, down to Craig's organization so that they can understand, you know, that servant leadership that Craig was talking about.
That's awesome. Awesome and amazing. Well, I put the call out for you guys to give me a call. Let me know what you're willing to do to help the issue of homelessness in the area. If you are willing to do something to help, if you are doing something already, give us a call. Or if you're not willing, tell us why. And feel free to be anonymous. That's fine. We won't have to say your name if you don't want to. That's fine. No one's going to force you. But give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to, I think it's Michelle calling in from Camden. Michelle, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm great. With awesome. This issue of homelessness, it's something that touches me to my core. About 2 years ago, I was in a situation where I had to leave my husband, and I had to literally go into a shelter. And I was always someone who always had a job, always, you know, mm-hmm. did what I need to do, you know, pay my bills or whatever. But it was a situation where I had, we had made a decision mm-hmm. to allow me to go to school, so I wasn't working. And my husband was the breadwinner, but a lot of issues came up because of that, and I could no longer stay there and go through it. So me and my kids went, and I was homeless. Mm-hmm. And what I saw, not only with, you know, because there were women out there who never had a job before, mm-hmm. never had a resume written, don't have the understanding of how to interview. Mm. You know, a lot of these programs are out there with social services. They have EA benefits where, you know, they get the emergency housing. But to me, there's a training that's necessary that I believe that a lot of people don't get that opportunity. And it could be something where so they'll find themselves back there. And when I was going through it, you know, I'm like, how can I get there? How am I here? How, you know, I did when I was college educated, you know, why am I here? But I remember being in a bed one day and the Lord said to me, I want you to help my people. Mm. And sometimes you have to go through stuff to sometimes have that empathy to deal with someone who may not understand that, you know, if you get a little bit more education, you could put yourself in a better situation. You know, the struggle that you have trying to get back and forth, living in a shelter, not necessarily having a car or whatever, trying to do that interview, trying to do these things and push forward, and doors are being closed. But, you know, it's hard.
I hear that, and thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate you listening to the program this morning, and definitely thank you for the phone call.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Let's go to Ruth calling in from the Philadelphia area. Ruth, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I am well. I'm really glad that I was able to tune in this morning. I think it's phenomenal that there's a group of men, especially men of color, who are being proactive and active collaboration with another agency doing what they're doing. So I simply called in to specifically, I heard several things. I heard collaboration. I heard people need to be proactive. And I've heard several things about their need for churches and organizations to get involved. I'm just one fly in the buttermilk. However, my question is, what can I do? Because that all these issues have affected my life in some way or another, has been on my front door. So it's something that I want to know specifically, what can I do?
All right, good question.
Good morning, Ruth, and happy Mother's Day if you're a mother.
Yes.
What you can do is you can go to our website at www.wefeedthehomelessphilly.org and become a volunteer. Or, we are looking for talented people to help our organization grow. We're looking for people that want to volunteer their time, you know, and help us help these people. Please go to our website and see what we're doing in the city of Philadelphia and surrounding areas. And please help us, you know, become a volunteer. That's what I can tell you to do is please become a volunteer with us.
Awesome.
And you'll see the need.
All right, Ruth, can you do that for us?
Oh, I definitely will do that. And the other thing I'd like to know, I know some of these men are at Penn, you know, as far as outcomes are concerned, I would really be interested in knowing for the time that you guys been doing what you're doing, you know, the outcomes, what product, because I know a couple of churches who house homeless people and there's no other things that they provide. There's no education. There's no some of the things that you guys are doing. There's none of that going on. And they just need more than a roof over their head.
Yeah, crying out loud.
You know, so I just like to be able to, if you can share that information, if it's already on your website, praise God. But that's the kind of things I'm looking for. And when you ask for some help, do not be afraid to ask for money. Like I said, I'm one fly in the buttermilk. But if you need my money, ask for it. You got it. What?
We'll take your money.
Do you have a PayPal? You know,
we have a PayPal. You can go on our website right now.
I'm a resource myself, but we have resources. Dollars add up. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Ruth, this is Craig Stroman from We Feed the Homeless Philly. You can go to our website and donate, and please talk to your friends and family members and tell them they can donate on our website, www.wefeedthehomelessphilly.org. We need all the help we can get.
Okay, got it. And you got it. Thank you so much for taking my call. God bless all
Thank
of you,
you.
And your
bless
efforts.
Bless you.
Awesome. Thank you, Ruth. We appreciate you listening.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. So listen, give us a call. We are looking forward to hearing from you. What are you willing to do to help the homeless issue in our area? If you're not willing to do anything, just tell us why. What is it that keeps you from wanting to? And you can remain anonymous. We're not going to put you on blast if you don't want us to. That's just fine. Reach out to us at 215-263-1039. Stay with us. Praise in the City continues after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We are talking about the issue of homelessness. And I want to know from you, my listening audience, what are you willing to do to help with this issue? And if you're not, talk about why you're not. And you can be anonymous if you so choose. That's just fine. The number to reach us, 215-263-1039. Let's go right to the phones. We have Bernadette calling in from Germantown. Bernadette, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, and God bless everybody. How is everyone?
I bless you.
Well, good morning.
Yes, my comment is I'm not homeless, and the Lord has blessed me. You know, when situations in my life occurred, that it was always that ram in the bush, meaning that I always, you know, had a place and a roof over my head. Mm-hmm. But this is what I do do. They have what you call food coverage up here in Germantown, and I go over there at the end of the month when I'm running short, and I'd be able to enjoy a hot meal. Sometimes it's a bag of groceries. And then what I do, I say, you know, okay, it's better to give than to receive. So what I do, I go get a card, and I put a donation in it, and that's my way of saying thanks, that I appreciate what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate whatever little bit that you can do to help out, and definitely check out what Greg and his organization has going on as well.
Okay, God bless you.
All right, God bless you too. Take care. Let's go to Dawn calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Dawn, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. God bless you all for running this show like this.
Yes, good morning. God bless you.
God bless you too. Listen, I know white folk and black folk that be homeless and abused. A lot of them are abused. You can't forget about that either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know some white people, they sleep on a bus because the bus driver knows them. Now they got kinks in their neck. When they finally get to sleep in a bed, they hurt more than when they sit up and sleep all night. But now they're getting older and the ankles are swollen. And you know the one looks just like Jerry Lewis's daughter, a legitimate daughter.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But you know what else?
Yes,
and how about all the abused women out there? They go through, have to go through this whole process. There's no reason for that.
Okay, so I'm 1 second. I'm going to have to ask you to be on hold. I do want to bring this up with Craig, and thank you for bringing this up. How do you manage anyone who comes through your organization that has identified that they have been abused in some way? What do you do with that?
Again, we direct them to the City of Philadelphia Behavioral Health website. I usually provide them with a number if they need some behavioral health issues and some things that need to be addressed. Because like I said, I'm not a licensed social worker. So I usually forward them or direct them to the City of Philadelphia.
Okay. Very good. And thank you so much, Dawn, for calling in. I'm glad you brought that up because that is also a serious issue in our city. A lot of abuse and homelessness happen at the same time. So thank you so much for bringing that up. Let's go to Madeline calling in from Philadelphia. Madeline, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I have been blessed to go through several issues that you guys discussed this morning.
Mm-hmm.
My main concern is I don't have a computer set up, but okay. I do want to give you monetary matter and also my time.
Okay. So, Craig, how can she donate her time?
You can call us at 267-439-0116. And if you want to monetarily give, you can send it to We Feed the Homeless Philly at P.O. Box 36606, Philadelphia, PA 19107.
All right. And hope
that again because I was coming.
Okay, so what we will do, if you don't mind, we're going to have you sit on hold for just a little bit, and we will give you that whole bit of information again, if that's cool.
And you guys have a fabulous day.
You too, and happy Mother's Day.
Yes. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening and calling in. All right. Awesome. Take care. Hold on. Don't hang up. Hold on. All right. Let's go to Sharina calling in from the Olney section of Philadelphia. Sharina, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi. Good morning. I was just listening, you know, and I just think that it's great that, you know, that everybody is doing things, you know, to help this homelessness in our city.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? And, you know, God has blessed me because, you know, I have a house now. I'm
awesome.
Working. You know, I'm doing what I got to do. You mm-hmm. know, I'm trying. I'm holding on. But at the end of the day, we stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will work out. And I think this is a wonderful program. You know, I listen to the Praise Station because them songs, they inspire me, you
yes.
know, every day.
Awesome.
And it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful as Christmas people because, you know, we have to do what we got to do to help out here because some people are lost souls. You know,
yeah.
they need that word. They need that strength, and they just need that sometimes.
Yes,
you know?
We do. Yes,
and,
we do.
And I just think this is wonderful, and I do want to volunteer, you know, sometimes volunteer, you know, give out meals or whatever to help out because sometimes, I talk to some of the guys that I know from down North Philly,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing they say is about getting a job, and, you know, they have felonies. But
mm-hmm.
when I tell them, like, if you be honest on the application and just say that you have a felony, then you can get a job.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the guys, they are illiterate,
okay.
and they don't want to, you know, put their pride to the side. So that's why, you know, we got to get out and, you know, try to get these programs and stuff
yeah.
more accessible for the brothers so they can start working and doing these things and stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, you know, they have to step up. You know, everybody has to work to get what they want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just think that it's just great, you know, and we just got to, you know, and just continue on sticking together and just doing this, you know, because we got to get our city back, take our city back, you know.
Amen.
When I was watching the news and I think the Nellery, when they had robbed the Nellery, you know, when I think that, I was like, wow, like, this is crazy, you know,
right.
The enemy is doing his work. But, you know, then I thought about the people who got robbed because they was in there, them guys got their ID, their pocketbooks and all that, you know, like, that's crazy.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's sad. It's sad, you know.
Well, how about this, lady? We're going to have Craig tell you what the website is to go so you can go ahead and find out information so you can help volunteer and help with the situation here.
Good morning.
Okay,
Happy Mother's
so
Day. Happy Mother's Day to you. Our website.
Thank you. I don't have no children. Thank you.
Oh, well, we hope that God will bless you with some in the future.
Yes.
Please go to our website at www.wefeedthehomelessphilly, all one word, .org. Wefeedthehomelessphilly.org. Thank you so much.
Wefeedthehomelessphilly.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and like, what churches do you like? Where do you start feeding them at? Like,
we feed them at 6 in Girard on Tuesdays, and we feed in the park on Saturdays from at 10 a.m.
In the park?
No, we feed right in the 18th and Vine. So
okay.
Please go to our website. Our meal distribution calendar is on there. So please, you know. Go to our website and sign up.
Okay. You have a wonderful day, and God bless, my brother.
You too. Bless you, sister.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Thank you so much. Let's go to Doug calling in from Philadelphia. Doug, good morning. You're live on the air. Hello, Doug.
Good morning. Yes.
Yes.
Good morning. I wanted to call in and encourage the two brothers, Greg, and especially my man, Chad. We used to work together at Children's Hospital.
Oh, okay.
Brother Doug Ford. What's going
yes,
on,
sir.
Good brother?
Yes, sir. I was driving home. We were in all-night prayer at my church for the youth,
mm-hmm.
for the teens. And I'm driving home, and, you know, we're praying about all of the, you know, the issues in the city and things of that nature. And here I go tuning in to 103.9, and I hear, you know, the topic that's, you know, that's on the radio, and I was very encouraged.
Awesome.
And so I had to call in and you know, make contact with Chad, number one, and keep to encourage, I think it's Greg.
Craig,
mm-hmm. as well.
Thank you, brother.
I just finished my MSW at Temple.
To you.
Congratulations, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I wanted to make sure I connected with you, Chad, and tried to do whatever I could do to work with you. Now I know I'm a Temple man, you know, I'm not a U-10 man.
It's okay, man.
I'll be
I know you're not going to hate on any owls.
Not at all.
Okay.
But one of the things that I did was I did an internship at the Covenant House in Philadelphia, which is in Germantown, for homeless teens. And what I found is it's an epidemic with teens who are aging out of foster care.
Right.
And group home. And there are thousands of homeless teens in the city of Philadelphia. And it's, you know, when you don't know, it's a whole other world out there for homelessness. So when I was hearing Feed the Homeless Philly and all of that, it brought all of that back to my memory. And it's definitely an epidemic. So I definitely just wanted to call in and make sure I said that I'll definitely try to get on a website and provide my support. And I definitely wanted to get information from Chad as well to be able to connect with him. So Chad, is there a website that you guys have as well?
Yeah. Give me a call, Doug, at 215-221-2794.
221-2794?
Yep, 215, okay. And I'll give you everything.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, good, brother.
All right, now. Thanks for accepting the call. I just wanted to encourage you two brothers, man. And just
appreciate
that,
man.
There's some other brothers in the city that's trying to do the same thing.
We got to encourage each other in the Lord. Thanks, Doug.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for the phone call. All right, God bless as well.
All right.
Now, I promised you guys early in the program that we were going to have two special guests joining us on the telephone, and we do. Actually, we have two major recording artists. We have Raheem Devon and Eric Roberson joining us via the telephone. Raheem, Eric, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for joining us on the program today. We appreciate that. We know that you do amazing music, both of you, but you are also as concerned as we are in the room about homelessness. And let's talk to each of you about why is that a concern for you and why are you donating your time and efforts to help combat the problem? We can start with Eric.
Okay. And first, good morning, Tiffany. What's up, Raheem? It's always important, of course, being living in South Jersey, being so close to Philadelphia and working so much there. Firsthand, as well as Raheem, we both came from the studios in Philadelphia. We got a chance to really see how homelessness has really affected Philadelphia in general. As well as, just being as real as possible, we know several artists that were homeless before they became the artists that we know today.
Right.
In general. So anything that we can do to change that, whether we start from mentorship programs to help kids, to help parents in general, we just do our part, and I appreciate this foundation for even including such an amazing concert, and let's be a part of it, so we can do our part in trying to just chip away at this massive, massive problem. It's not only affecting Philadelphia, but affecting, the entire United States.
It sure is. It doesn't even matter what city you go to. There's an issue, and the face of it is it changes. It's ever-growing. Raheem, what's your take on it?
Well, good morning. Good morning as well.
Good morning.
This is an issue. I mean, the reality is that most families, inner city families, are affected. Like everybody's living kind of like one paycheck away from the situation of homelessness. You know what I mean? So, as far as that is concerned, and then, as well as, I just recently started my own foundation, the Love Life Foundation. I'm in a period of my life of just being a humanitarian.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, the greatest service you can give or provide for somebody, providing a service for someone that can't provide, services for themselves or ever repay you back.
Mm.
So, that's, and then, of course, anything involving the kids and the youth. Like, I'm just there at this point,
right.
In my life, my schedule allows me to be so. It just this program falls, synonymously right along the lines of what it is that, I want to support.
Now, before we talk about why you guys are going to be in Philly, it's to actually support We Feed the Homeless Philly. I just wanted to ask you from the perspective of an artist, because, most of us who claim ourselves as artists have had a parent or three or an adult or 50 tell us that, these are pipe dreams and you need to go on and get you a real job. What is the big challenge, or what has been the big challenge for you to stay away from homelessness and still live your dream?
I'll be honest with you, there was a period in my life,
you know, as an artist, you know, upcoming artist, if it wasn't for someone in particular, like, you know, one of my best friends, I mean, technically, I was homeless at one point, you know, trying to figure it out. You know, I was blessed to be able to have an opportunity to have somebody that was close to me to say, hey, man, you know, while you figuring out, you know, your career or whatever it is, you're able, you come, you know, fall out here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, for artists, you know, independent artists in particular, and starting out, you know, it's not, there are not a lot of opportunities. You know, you have to pretty much, you know, grab it by the throat and kind of respectfully take what it is you want and work hard at it and, you know, work out the kinks and take the opportunity to figure out things as, you know, as they move along.
Right.
And, you know, everybody's not able to be able to be able to, you know, follow their dreams and have the leisure of being able to, you know, come and go as you please, rent free in a situation like that. So, you know, I was blessed to be able to, you know, make something out of nothing, and, you know, I had an opportunity. I don't take it for granted.
Amen.
You know, and even now, you know, starting my own foundation, you know, that's one of the things that we want to be able to try to support, you know, arts in the school,
beautiful,
stuff of that nature outside of the school, creative programs that are not so, you know, conventional as far as, you know, teaching the youth,
right,
different avenues of being able to make, you know, make money and tie your dreams into it. And, you know, and also kind of like showing them the hard work that comes with it at the same time.
Amazing. Now, listen, we have like 1 minute left in the show. Let's talk about why you guys are going to be coming to Philadelphia, what you guys are going to be here for.
I just want to say thank you, Raheem and Eric, for getting up so early. Raheem, one of you guys are in Chicago, and you're an hour behind, so it's seven. It's probably about 6:52 right now. But thank you again, fellas. On June 22nd, we're having our annual benefit for the homeless at the beautiful Crystal Tea Room in downtown Philadelphia, featuring in concert Eric Robertson and Raheem Devon, two great artists who have the love of God in their heart. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate both of them. I am in awe that both of you have agreed to come down and perform for our benefit. Each year we try to raise money to continue our program, feeding the homeless and providing other resources to the homeless. And we really, really appreciate you guys. But this gala is probably one of the most sought after galas in the city of Philadelphia every year. We bring between 700 and 1,000 people every year.
Awesome.
So, I mean, if you want to join us, please go to our website at www.wefeedthehomelessphilly.org. And we appreciate you guys for coming and helping us bring light to the issue of homelessness. This is a human condition.
All right.
And we love you.
Awesome. Eric Robertson, Raheem Devon, thank you guys so much for calling in. I've had the pleasure of playing your music before on a different station at a different time. And I totally appreciate all that you guys do for music and all that you are doing to help us here in Philly with homelessness. Thank you so much.
So appreciate it. Thank you very much for having us.
All right. God bless, wonderful. Brothers. And God bless you, Craig and Chad. Thank you guys for joining us on the program today. Much love and luck, not luck, but Godspeed to everything that you guys are doing, especially with the benefit. We want to say thank you so much to our offsite producer, Donovan West, and our in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Stick around. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Take care.
Listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.